Hey, grown-ups, how would you like to pay your old imaginary friends a visit? Better yet, why not bring them to the movies to see If in theaters May 17th? Written and directed by John Krasinski and also starring Ryan Reynolds, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, and the voices of many more familiar favorites, If is the story of a girl who can see everyone's imaginary friends and her quest to reunite them with their imaginators. Bring the whole family to see If in theaters May 17th. I'm pretty sure imaginary friends get in for free. If. In theaters, May 17th.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Hey, Mindy.
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. Did you bring the things I asked you for?
Yep. I brought an eggplant, a cucumber, and a green bell pepper. But why did you want me to bring an eggplant, a cucumber, and a green bell pepper?
Well, you know how eggplants, cucumbers, and green bell peppers are actually fruits, not vegetables?
Right, because scientifically, a fruit is actually defined as the part of a flowering plant that has seeds. It has nothing to do with whether or not it tastes sweet.
Exactoritos! There are a ton of fruits that get mistaken for vegetables, and I figure they must be feeling pretty misunderstood. So, I decided to show them how much I appreciate them.
Mindy, that's so nice. I love appreciating produce.
Me too. And let's let the appreciation celebration begin. Honored fruits from avocado to zucchini, we will begin with a song. Psst, Guy Raz, here's your sheet music.
As much as I'd love to sing Gherkin for the weekend, we have a show to do.
Oh, right. Squish the squashes.
Pop the corn.
And power the juicer in 3, 2, 1.
And now for everyone's second favorite game show after talking slowly just to annoy my brother, it's
Two What's and a Wow.
Welcome back, Wowzers. It's time for another tutti fruity round of Two What's and a Wow.
Two What's and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category for today is fruit. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 scientific statements about fruit. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about fruit is the true scientific wow? Is it A, cranberries grow underwater?
Or is it B, the first oranges were green, not orange?
Or is it C, in total, there are 150 varieties of apples on Earth?
When you think you have the answer, say it through interpretive dance.
We're going to take a quick break to give you a chance to think. And when we come back, we'll find out if your wow is the winning wow.
Two What's and a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure?
What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, Wowzers, time is up. It's time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about fruit and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, cranberries grow underwater?
Or was it B, the first oranges were green, not orange?
Or was it C, in total there are 150 varieties of apples on Earth?
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Vivian from Idaho. Vivian, what's the wow?
My wow in the world is that the first oranges weren't orange. They were green. Say hi to Reggie, Grandma G-Force, and Dennis for me.
Winner, winner, fruit salad for dinner!
Vivian, that is correct! Contestants, if you guessed the answer B, that the first oranges were green, you found the winning wow. Congratulations!
Oranges start off green, and the first varieties of oranges stayed green, even when they were ripe. In fact, lots of oranges still stay green, especially in places where it's warm year-round.
Now, if you guessed A or C, you weren't too far off. Cranberries are often grown in water, but they have air pockets inside that make them float.
And if you guessed C, there are a lot more than 150 different kinds of apples. In fact, there are about 7,500 different kinds of apples. Now, Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they won?
Mindy, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible durian fruit.
That's right, Guy Razzie. Bring home the world's smelliest fruit, which has been described as smelling like sewers, garbage, or stinky cheese.
Ugh. Ooh, that smells really bad.
Good thing it comes with a pair of invisible nose plugs. Just gonna pop these babies on. Ha! Much better.
Well, that's something, I guess. Anyway, congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. That's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Name That Fruit.
One of the amazing things about fruits is that they can taste totally different. They can be sweet, tangy, bitter, or they might not have a strong taste at all.
We challenge you to ask a grown-up to pick some fruits for you to try while you're wearing a blindfold. Or maybe just with your eyes closed if you promise not to peek. Choose, swallow, and then name that fruit.
And don't forget to take a photo or a video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
That's all the time we have for today. Until next time,
keep on wowing.
Hey, Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Two What's in a Wow is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers are Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Sound production and design is by Alishaba Itoop and Marianne Lozano, with help from our senior producer, Jed Anderson.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Henry Moskal, Jessica Bodie, Jacob Stein, and Jason Rabinowitz.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And to keep the what's and the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can find our two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook, interactive Kahoot games, and info on becoming a member of the World Organization of Wowzers.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two What's and a Wow, and our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening and playing along. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.